You know, I gotta say, it always does my little heart good when I see an RSE actor growing up and leaving the nest and doing something spectacularly creative and wonderful on his own. John Schwab, congratulations on your new book, Curtain Call.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 485, The Curtain Call. Longtime RSE actor John Schwab has created this beautiful new book, Curtain Call, an invaluable collection of photographs and interviews celebrating the amazing variety of London theater in the year 2015. From his many years performing with the RSC at the Criterion Theater in Piccadilly Circus and acting at other theaters around London, John and photographer Matt Humphrey have amazing access, and their candid photos and conversations are unprecedented. John and I were able to match up our schedules to have a Skype conversation last week. And he told me about how this great project came together.
If the PDF you sent me a link to is any indication of what the actual physical product is, this is magnificent. Give me
thanks.
Give me the elevator pitch for this project.
So the elevator pitch, you know, what happened was my son, who we were just talking about, and my two sons, we were sitting together and we were going through programs, and they said, "Daddy, you have any pictures of yourself working?" And, you know, and I kind of do, because the Reduced Shakespeare Company posters are always us goofing off and kind of, you know, doing rock and roll jumps and everything else. And I thought, I actually don't have any pictures of me working whilst I was, you know, in the show. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to have, if I had someone kind of doing this, taking pictures of me throughout my career, or just having even one show, have that kind of historical document that I could have shown someone. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great to have, take a year tour backstage in the West End and cover as many shows as possible. And that's what we did. I went and met a friend of mine, Matt Humphrey, who was a crew member at the Old Vic. I met him when I was understudying there for Speed the Plow. And he had just come off doing something similar for Hackney Empire, commissioned him to document a year front of everywhere around the theater. And I just called him. I said, "Matt, I've got this idea for a book." And I said, "It's just covering shows, the best of London shows, backstage during the show." And we'll have this annual that is just the best of London theater. And it was just serendipitous that he was coming off the back of the Hackney Empire. We met, and it just kind of went from there. And, the elevator pitch, that was a long elevator pitch.
Yeah, that was
I'm thinking Empire State Building. So the elevator pitch is Curtain Call is the best of London theater. The best and brightest of London theater, 60 shows backstage taken from the backstage perspective, looking out to the audience.
Well, and the other thing that I love so much about it is that it's not just about the actors. It's about the entire team of technicians backstage that makes a theater show happen.
Well, that's, I mean, the fact that it's called Curtain Call, everyone who is involved in a show takes a virtual bow.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt has got a brilliant eye for, it's kind of reportage. You know, the fact that somebody is backstage with a crew member or a creative member at some point, or the band or the orchestra, whatever, that's the machine of a show. That's what makes it go. And I think that that's what the audience don't get to see. Now, we're not trying to expose any kind of secrets or give away the magic. We're just there to say this is part of the craft.
Yeah.
And what we do is give an insight to what happens backstage during a show. You know, and that was kind of our USP, was that it happened from the warm up to the curtain call.
Yeah.
That was when we took the photographs. That's when I talked to the cast and crew and production.
Well, and you used the word reportage. I mean, as I'm looking through it, I'm going, not only is this such a very, very cool and handsome, beautiful coffee table book, but it's a real work of journalism. I mean, you are covering the year 2015 in London theater. And this is going to be a hugely valuable record, I would imagine, in years to come.
Well, thank you, Austin. I mean, what we did is, I mean, I went to, when I was going to castings during the year in 2015, people were saying, what was I up to? And I was telling them about Curtain Call. So with casting directors, I said, you know, what would you like to see? And if you were to have this on your coffee table. And what often came out was actors working. We'd love to see actors while they're working. You know, who did those actors work with, both crew and creative? Also, a complete production credit list. So that's what we have in the back of the book. We have 2,700 credits in the back of the book. So you can see who has worked with who in what show during that year. And I think that it's a reference.
Absolutely. To the year. And I was looking through, to see whether I saw any RSC guys popping up in any of these shows, and I don't think I did. But like I did see, is the actor's name Ron Cook?
Saw him
pop up in several shows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there were a couple of people that showed up multiple times, Ron being one of them. Carly Baudin was another.
Okay.
She was in Assassins, Wonder.Land, and McQueen, so she had a busy year. And there's one thing that's great about going through the year. Matt and I started off really kind of just getting in touch with people that we knew. So we first shot Urinetown because Matt had a contact there. And then we went back to the Criterion for our second show to do 39 Steps. Society of London Theatre came on board and liked what we were doing. And they started opening doors for us. So we started getting more and more shows lined up. And so we started meeting more and more people. So with Ron Cook going back for the homecoming, mm-hmm. you know, having seen him in the show earlier in the year, there was no bridge building, was kind of a welcome back.
Yeah. Well, no.
So from The Ruling Class, which was one of our first shows, The Homecoming, which was one of our last shows, it was lovely for people to kind of go, oh, we know now what Curtain Call are doing. And they were welcoming us by the end of the year.
Well, and it shows, you know, it's a great depiction of the West End community. My friend Brad Oscar calls the Broadway community his little village of Anatevka. And I felt some of the same thing looking through the pictures of this book. And boy, you know, as a guy who has to come up with an interview and subject matter every week for my podcast, I have access envy to the number of people that you were able to talk to and take pictures of.
Well, Austin, you know, I've been listening to the Renewed Shakespeare Company podcast forever, and I often tweet about it because there are some podcasts that just get you, you know, and there are some, man, I have laughed and I've cried at the Renewed Shakespeare Company podcast. You know, there have been really touching moments in this, and having listened to you interview. And having been interviewed by you a couple of times, that's always up because I'm not a. You know what? Here's how the access happens, and this is why you get such good interviews as well. You're one of them, one of us. It's the one of us syndrome.
Yeah.
I don't come from this as a reporter. Okay, I am not trying to get a scoop.
Right.
I just want to know what it's like in that show, working on that together with a team in that particular theater, and that's. That for me is an invaluable information for any actor, crew, creative, production person. It was kind of easy. I don't want to say easy. It wasn't easy because it's really quite difficult to kind of just go, oh, hi, Jim Broadbent. My name is John Swan. Hi, Richard Eyre. We've never met, but you know, there were moments in this year that just kind of took me back, and meeting Kristen Scott Thomas on the audience, and meeting all these wonderful ones. I mean, John Goodman, for Christ's sake, mm-hmm. you know, and he's in, you know, out of his zone, which is movie. He was so excited to be in London.
I bet,
and to be there for that was. Yeah, and I have to thank Emma D'Souza and everyone at the Society of London Theatre who helped us out because they were phenomenal in getting us access. Because we're celebrating London Theatre, you know, that's what we're trying to do is celebrate this wonderful thing. And I know Broadway is having an amazing purple patch at the moment, you know, and, you know, you've got, well, Hamilton is the right. show at the moment, but there's Lady Day, there's Shuffle Along, there's all these things that are shows that are popping up and really catching people's imagination.
Well, and one of them is A View from a Bridge with Mark Strong, yes. that came over from London and you depict in your book.
Yes, we did. Yeah, and that was one of our earlier shows, and I think the one where Matt and I found out that we kind of cracked it. You know, everyone got what we were trying to do. Everyone was so open, and it was quite close to the Olivier, where the Olivier Day, where Mark actually won for best performance in a play. Mm-hmm. And I think that we thought at that time, yeah, we've got this.
Hello, folks. This is Mike McShane, and you're listening deeply and completely to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Yes.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This Friday, April Fool's Day, you can see We Three April Fools perform The Complete History of Comedy Abridged in North Andover, Massachusetts, followed by a performance on April 3rd in Schaumburg, Illinois. Then followed by performances later this spring in Saratoga, Rancho Cucamonga, and Poway, California, Gillette, Wyoming, Reston, Virginia, and Somerville, New Jersey. And of course, next month, from April 21st to May 8th, we'll perform William Shakespeare's long-lost first play Abridged at the Folger Theater at the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with John Schwab, talking about his new book, Curtain Call.
Tell me a little bit about the mechanics of doing something like this. Did you get a publisher to agree to publish this ahead of time? Did you put it together on spec and then take it out and sell it? How did all that work?
Yeah, Austin, it was really frightening because we got to a point where we were getting all of this this content, and we knew we wanted to make a book. We wanted to publish a book, but Matt and I had never done it. Matt kind of self-published his year in the life, but made one copy. Now we needed to make a few copies of this in the thousands for this to make it work. So we got in touch with Emma Brunges, who is a producer in London. We met with her, and she was asking us about the project. She said, you should get in touch with this company called White Fox, who are publishing consultants. So they will handhold people who want to self-publish, but it's as if you have a publisher. Basically, they put together the project manager, the designer, the editor, the copy editor, the proofreader. So they employ all these people for you. So it is like having your own boutique publishing house.
Cool.
And so, like, the project manager would go out and production manager would go out and find the printer. He gave us options of paper and printer to go to, and, you know, do you want to print in China? Do you want to go to Italy? Do you want to print, you know, all of those things. So we had options that we never knew we had. The process was made much easier by White Fox.
Cool. That's so great. Well, it's being published, like, as we speak, right? When's it coming out? When does it hit the streets?
It hit the streets yesterday morning. It wasn't supposed to come out until next week, the week before the Olivier's, but we got a great message from the printer saying, we're ahead of schedule. Would you like to have it available earlier? And we said yes, please. And so it started going out yesterday, and, you know, it was great. We had some some great tweets, like Reese Shearsmith, you know, tweeted a picture of it on his coffee table and said it's here. And you know, we've had some the people who were in the shows actually in the book saying, I've got my copy and it's wonderful, and that's awesome. That is what we wanted to happen.
Right
is to get the guys that were involved in the show to celebrate. You guys do it so well over there, Austin. Broadway celebrates theater like nobody else, and I think I think we wanted to do that in London. Let's just celebrate London.
Oh, cool. Is that, would you say that that's not true of the West End community? They don't celebrate their own as much?
You know, I don't want to be, you know, contentious or anything, but I think there isn't a, I mean, Society of London Theatre, their remit is to really celebrate theatre, and they do. I mean, they do an amazing, an incredible thing by getting, you know, advertising and getting the West End out there to audiences all over the world and bringing, we have an incredible amount. I think they sell, Broadway makes more money, but I believe they sell more tickets in London.
Interesting, yeah. I know that there have been books in the past covering,
yes.
William Goldman wrote a book called The Season, but that was back in the 60s.
Yeah.
So this sort of year-long coverage is not unprecedented, but in the way you've done it, it seems both a valuable research tool and also something you'd love to have, you know, sitting around your house. Where can people order this? Can we order it here in the States?
Yeah, you can order on this in the States. I mean, we're taking orders internationally. We have alongside the book, we're developing a website as well, which is going to be, it's in a beta stage. So if anybody wants to go on, it's curtaincallonline.com. It's basically kind of, it's starting out as an online version of the book.
Yeah.
But we have a lot more exclusive content. We want to do something that, again, celebrates theater, but it's on, like an online theater magazine. You can order it through our website, curtaincallonline.com. You can go to Amazon. It's on Amazon. For people in the UK, you can go to the V&A bookshop, or you can go to the National Theatre bookshop. It's selling there. So, it ships all over the world.
Well, Mr. Schwab, congratulations, sir.
Awesome. Thank you.
I take an oddly paternal pride in your work, even though you and I are not related. It's fun.
As you should.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. You can order Curtain Call online at Amazon or from the beautiful dedicated website curtaincallonline.com. Then send us your favorite backstage photo via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also engage with us and other fans on Facebook or Twitter. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, fly on the wall Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Sean Gallagher. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Mike McShane, who's actually featured in the book Curtain Call. Thanks, too, to John Schwab for talking to me about it. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 485 1455ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I tell you what, if there's one thing the Reduced Shakespeare Company kind of instills in you, it is a sense of, you know, just let it all go and be as crazy as you can possibly be. And, you know, this project was out there, you know, it was very ambitious.
It's hugely ambitious.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less. So much less. So much less.